Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Sarah Banerjee
in October 2011.
Where the theme was the kindness of strangers.
Anyway, you have to imagine me, my husband and our three daughters living in a lovely company bungalow, loads of servants, ponies for children, racing horse for me, and for some reason, and I can't remember the reason anymore, suddenly Ranji and me decided to throw it all in and become dairy farmers in Bengal. And so the first thing we had to do was buy some cows. So we went all around South India, and we were living up in the hills of South India, 4-hour journey from the nearest railway station, and we'd have to get the cows from that railway station to Bengal, which is, you know, they'd have to cross most of India. So, so the first thing, we had to buy the cows. So we bought Lucy, Buttercup, Daisy, Bryony, Hazel, and Primrose, and then the next thing, we got carpenters, and we went down to Cochin, 4 hours away, and installed stalls in a railway wagon for the cows to travel in. And then we came back to get the cows into lorries and bring them down to the station, and had to get loads of papers, customs and excise, because we were going to pass through three checkpoints. We set off with our cows in their lorries. Checkpoint number one, oh, the papers were not at all right. We'd have to take the cows back again. So then there was a lot of discussion, and a few hundred rupees were passed over, and the papers became okay. And then we went on to the next one and the next, and we were a few hundred rupees each time. Reached Cochin quite late at night, and took the cows to the Scottish Tea Company's office lawn, a very neatly groomed lawn where we tethered the six cows for the night. And with us we had Sais and Chinnakan, who were the two people who were going to look after the cows for the journey. And then next morning we set off through the streets of Cochin. Me leading two cows, Sais leading two cows, Chinnakan two, and then Bijoya, our eldest daughter, took a large rambustious calf. And as we set off through Cochin, I think we walked for quite a long time, maybe half an hour or 45 minutes through the streets. First thing that happened was enormous crowds gathered to look. Secondly, the cows became sexy. Randy, and they started first jumping on each other, and then one of them jumped on Sais and got his hooves around Sais's neck and nearly knocked Sais to the ground. Anyway, at last we got to the railway station. There on the station, boiling hot day, a huge mob of furious protesters who were preventing anybody from loading anything onto the train, so we weren't allowed to get the cows onto the train. The cows were mad with thirst, and the only water was the gent's loo, which was a little straw shack with a hand pump. So Chinnakan started pumping and pumping and pumping and passing water out to the cows, and the cows became desperately trying to get the water, and they started tearing bits off the gents' loon, the great big holes in it. And then, sadly, we went back to the James Finlay lawn, tethered the cows again, and next morning set off again. Second time, once again, the strikers wouldn't let us on, and they were quite aggressive. And then on the third day, the station master said, "These fellows are getting somewhat lazy. If you get out really early and get the cows really early in the morning, you might beat them to it." So 3 o'clock in the morning, we got up and we set off once again with these blinking cows through Cochin, and got to the railway station, and there was the wagon and those strikers, and oh God, what a relief. Took the cows up to the wagon, and it was the wrong one. The stalls that we had had put in weren't there. And then the station master said, "Well, the only thing that can be done now is that somebody will have to find an engine driver and sort of persuade him to bring our truck in and take this one away." So we were standing there with the cows, which were now busily demolishing the last of the gents' loo. Ranji was racing up and down the railway station, brandishing 100-rupee notes, shouting, "Is there a station, an engine driver to bring the wagon?" And eventually, jug, we could hear the mob coming, and we thought they're coming at any moment. And in the nick of time, the wagon arrived. We got the cows in, we hustled them in, we shut the door, and then we could hear the mob coming. And then the mob came rushing in just as the train was chuffing away, and we were quite frightened. And then they looked at the train going and they said, "Oh, we are happy. We were so sad that the poor cows should be suffering. We're happy that they are having comfort now."
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates,
with audio production by Dave Pickering
at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
You can hear another of Dave's podcasts
at gettingbetteracquainted.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.